Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Riggs Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Guy Morton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Guy Morton. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Morton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton fires to first and picks off Moss still. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a pop-up towards third. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0-for-1 in the game. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson bunts in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ma still. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Ma still scores. Falk moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Falk scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. McInnes moves to third. Joe Evans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Larry Gardner pinch hits for Guy Morton. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Keefe now pitching. Luke Sewell now catching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shealy. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 0 for 2 in the game. Leverett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Hooper reaches third base with a triple. Leverett goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevenson moves to third. Wood moves to second. Jack Graney pinch hits for Dave Keefe. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.